Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Hey, look, interesting week. Our state budget gets announced today.
Yeah, it doesn't usually happen like this, does it?
It's not usually
federal then state the next day.
No. But probably won't, by the way, also see the same cash splash as the feds. That's the warning that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
But they reckon to expect infrastructure spending, so
maybe more roads.
And yeah, possibly some good stuff on that front. And they say measures to keep WA safe. Mm. I guess that probably relates to borders.
Yeah.
I assume, but I don't know how the budget relates to that. Not sure. Federal government says it will be, this is their punt on things, April, they say, before WA is open to the rest of the country. New South Wales back to square one, apparently, in their border opening race. This is according to Josh Frydenberg. Premier Mark McGowan has said in response, well, there isn't any science behind that. So we'll just continue to take health advice. He's saying they're just kind of guessing, really.
Oh, God, but I love him. He just says it how it is, doesn't he?
He kind of does. You know what else he said? Santa won't be held in quarantine.
Excellent news.
Despite his border hopping. I suppose he says the quote is, it's very important that Santa delivers presents at Christmas time and I would not do anything to stop him.
Mm.
Santa spreads happiness and cheer all over the world, which is something we all need this year.
Excellent news. Santa will be able to make it into WA.
He's not a super spreader. He lives in a pretty remote location for a start. And
he does.
That beard is pretty much a permanent mask.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Exactly so, right.
There you go. A few things to enjoy. And who knows? I guess we'll, if we hear any news about, you know, a little extra. I mean,
cash.
We've already heard about the $600 in power credits.
Mm.
We'll see if there's anything else. We'll let you know.
Give us the money. Show me the money.
Oh, Christmas presents. We like those.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Okay. October is the month to organise a pink ribbon breakfast. Did you know?
Okay.
To raise funds for breast cancer research. Their aim this year is $1.5 million. That's their target.
Yeah.
To try and, you know, obviously get in with all sorts of useful research and for, you know, help programs and whatever else.
Yeah.
You can register your event. You can organise it any time in October at NBCF. That's the National Breast Cancer Foundation website. NBCF.org.au. October is also Buy Nothing New Month, which is literally about taking 1 month off to think, do I really need it?
Mm.
And if I do, here are the alternatives. Can I get it secondhand? Can I borrow it? Can I rent it?
Nice.
What are my alternatives? Can I borrow from a friend? Can I swap with my neighbour?
Mm.
It's about thinking where our stuff comes from and where it goes when we're done.
Yeah, good idea.
So there you go. Extend the life of your stuff.
Mm.
Now, I've got two foods we can celebrate today.
Okay.
So you can take a choice out of this last one. In America today, it's National Pierogi Day.
Now, what is that?
They're Polish dumplings.
Polish dumpling?
Yeah.
How is that?
Well, they've got so many different things you can fill them with.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's meat, whether it's potato, whether it's sort of spinachy things and whatever.
Is it more like a doughy kind of dumpling, I'd imagine?
Well, it's kind of in the territory of like a little ravioli kind of territory.
Yeah.
But, you know, who doesn't love a dumpling? I mean, a bit like a wonton too, I suppose,
in its own way.
So, yeah, who doesn't have a soft spot there?
Mm-hmm.
The other one, if that one's not your territory, it's National Fluffernutter Day.
Excuse me?
It is. You're welcome.
Fluffernutter.
And bless you. It's uniquely American. It's a sandwich made of peanut butter and what's described as marshmallow fluff. Now, I guess that means fluff doesn't mean what it used to when I was little.
Big marshmallow fart sandwich.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that. No, I believe that's spreadable marshmallow.
Oh, it's something American for sure. That'd be something you'd get in a can and you'd squirt straight into your mouth out of the fridge.
I think it's marshmallow in a jar.
Oh, God, that's terrible, isn't it?
It doesn't sound particularly healthy, but hey,
no.
Work with that if you wish to.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
Yes, he's back, one of AFL's favourite sons. Malcolm Blight, good morning to you.
Morning.
Nikki DeMello, how are you guys?
We are good. I mean, it could
good.
Be better.
Obviously, you know, given circumstances, could be better. I mean, look, it was a tough one for Eagles fans, but what a game.
Yeah, look, wasn't it exciting? Hey, listen, you know that three teams that lost last weekend all kicked more points than goals during the game. So
really?
Well, wow. Yeah, or 11-9 the Eagles kicked. Collingwood kicked 12-4, can you believe that? And they got up beat by a point. So I just reckon a summer of goal kicking for the Eagles and they'll be back on track.
It is disappointing when it's like that, though. It's like you had the chances. You could have won it, but you didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't. But I'm not as doldrummy as a lot of people in Perth are at the moment. I think that a couple of things happened for me this year. I really enjoyed Oscar's Allen improvement, you know, as the backup ruckman and forward line marking player. And Liam Ryan, how exciting is he? Made the All-Australian team. And I think that Josh Kennedy and Jack Darling, I know they're, you know, they're that veteran stage now, but I reckon if you've got someone like him in the team, it gives you a bit of a lift within your team. So I think their forward line's still going to be all right, and their background's always been good. So, hey, a point loss in a final is heartbreaking, but it's, oh, well, next year, 2021, what a year.
Absolutely. And look, Nick Nat was quoted this week, like all Eagles enthusiasts, I think it's fair to say, as saying that premiership window hasn't closed. I mean, obviously it has for this year, but for 2021, potentially, you know. And when you talk about backups like, you know, like Liam and Oscar, then things are looking all right, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. He's still got a very good midfield. So, and Nick Nat's not going to go anywhere. So, I mean, I know the team's getting older and you've won your flag, but, you know, two is what you get hungry, so you want one more.
Yeah.
And you should. We should all be a bit hungry to get another one. And, I wouldn't give them up yet. I mean, as I said, there's enough underneath just to keep the whole thing purring along. But it was a great game of footy and someone had to lose it, sadly.
Yeah, it was kind of like the reverse of the grand final a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was. Well, good call for that. Yeah.
Mm. And now, what do you reckon about Kennedy and Hearn? There's been kind of rumours that they're talking about retirement. Adam Simpson kind of saying it's up to them. What do you think they're going to do?
Hearn is 200 years old now, isn't he?
Yeah, look, I they're both... Oh, well, if they did decide, I mean, yeah. And they've been champions of the club and... You know, premiership players, premiership captain with Herney. So, and Josh Kennedy's has been a marvel. So, I'd leave it to them too. They'll know. One of the problems is it's actually not playing the game. It's actually getting through that pre-season. You know, just the slog that you must do and the flog that you've got to do. And sometimes at the end, as you get close to the end, you think, can I keep doing this? You know you can still play.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, my body... be able to put up with this again. So, and only two people will know that, and that's those two lads.
Yeah.
And Adam Simpson has enough respect for those two to let them make the decision. I think that's a beauty.
Did you know, apparently, when a statement is paired with a picture, you are more likely to believe that it's true. It's called, and this is the name for it, not a great name, but it's what they've gone with. It's called the truthiness effect.
The truthiness?
Truthiness.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all about making snap judgments about whether something's true. We do that a lot more than we think. Research published in 2018 shown that we're more convinced by the truth of a statement when it's accompanied by a picture, even if the photo doesn't offer anything in the way of evidence.
Right.
Luckily, with radio, you can't be fooled that easily. But it does pretty much explain most of social media and how likely we are to believe what pops up in our newsfeed.
Well, they say seeing is believing.
Doesn't it? Mm. Which is why also, you know, like your Facebook posts tend to do better when there's a picture involved.
Yeah.
You know? It makes me wonder, if you do it right, do you think you could possibly convince someone to vote for you if you use the right kind of cat photo?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Cute cat.
Clive Palmer, might be time for a new approach, you know what I'm saying? Junior MasterChef Australia showcases kitchen whizzes in the 9 to 14-year-old age range. Premieres Sunday, 7:30 on 10. Joining us this morning, restaurant owner and one-third of the MasterChef judging trinity, Andy Allen. Good morning.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Good.
Welcome.
What a crazy year, right?
What a year to own restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate. I've got five of them, so... Oh,
goodness me.
Anyway, it is all good. Like we can't complain. We're definitely back on our feet now. We've got one in Melbourne, which is not. And we'll hopefully open in the next couple of months. But yeah, I mean, we're slowly getting back there, and we're doing all right. And I think I'm just extremely fortunate that I've got things like, you know, MasterChef and Junior MasterChef to keep me occupied as well.
And you're also, you know, being a Sparky, you've also got a trade to fall back onto.
You sound like my mum. You sound like my mum. I told the story before. My last exam, I missed to go on MasterChef. So my final capstone exam to get my trade, I missed to go down and do the first audition. And every Christmas I get, you sure you don't want to go back? I'm like, five restaurants and somehow snagged a gig as a judge on MasterChef, and she still worried about me and thinks I need something.
That's their job, though.
You've got to have your backup plans.
Mind you, if things go wrong, like wiring-wise, in your restaurants, are you the first one they call or do they outsource?
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure, mate. I'm not spending money on a spike.
So there you go.
It may not be a legal job, but hey.
Well, it's the job done. Almost legal.
Almost legal. That's good enough for me.
That's all you need.
Of course, it's been crazy year, obviously COVID, but you became a MasterChef judge in the same year that all this happened. Has this just been like the craziest year for you ever?
It has. Like, it's had the most lowest of lows, you know, in terms of I was actually down in Melbourne shooting Back to Win while the proverbial hit the fan and everything, you know, basically got taken out from under us and we had to shut our restaurant. And that was just, like, it was the hardest days I've ever been through. But then, you know, you get to the highs of how well Back to Win went, and it's just the polar opposite. So it's just been this mental rollercoaster.
Yeah.
But as I said, I cannot complain because, you know, there are a lot of people doing it really tough out there.
When did you, what was your signature dish when you were a kid, or when did you develop your passion for cooking?
Yeah, it was pretty late, to be honest. I literally took up cooking just because my parents couldn't cook. Mum struggled for water, and Dad would just, like, he was okay, but he'd have these three dishes in his repertoire. They were okay, but he'd batch them, and we just ate them for a month. And you get sick of eating after a month.
But it must then blow you away looking at the talent of these kids.
Well, like, it blew me away completely. I don't have nieces and nephews. I don't have kids. I don't have any really interaction with kids around that age at all. So I think the two things blew me away. One was the food. It's incredible. Like, the way that these kids handle themselves, the way that these kids produce dishes, you know, day in, day out, that are really could, some of them could stand up in Back to Win, like, and not be, you know, not be overshadowed. And then the second thing was the entertainment. Like, the kids were like, I could just sit there and watch them all day. It was hilarious. They were so much fun. And I think that's what kind of separates Back to Win with Junior, is it's just a much more fun, energetic version of MasterChef. So, yeah, we're looking forward to Sunday night.
Fantastic. Can't wait to see all those amazing dishes. And, of course, yourself, Andy, back on our TVs this Sunday night from 7:30 on Channel 10 for Junior MasterChef. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. No worries. Andy. I hope you enjoy it.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news, here's the next President of the United States, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. AC/DC have a brand new song out. It's their first release in 6 years, and this one is called Shot in the Dark.
Sounds like AC/DC.
Definitely. The song is from their new album, Power Up, which is out November 13. Billie Eilish performed her No Time to Die Bond theme song live on The Tonight Show on Monday to celebrate Bond Day, which apparently was on Monday.
We missed it.
We did. This is the song.
Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else?
Thanks to COVID, the film keeps getting rescheduled, so No Time to Die is now coming out April 2, 2021. Shawn Mendes may have just confirmed a Justin Bieber collaboration. He was asked during a recent interview if he turned a collaboration with Biebs down. This is what he had to say.
Is you trying to get me to confirm that I have a collaboration with Justin Bieber? That
no.
I didn't last month. Is this what you're saying? If I turn one down, That would be insane, considering he's been one of my favorite artists since I was like 9 years old. I cannot confirm or deny.
So still no more clarity, really, but I feel like there may be something coming up.
I feel like there could be.
Yeah. Shawn Mendes has his latest single out at the moment called Wonder. And there's more happy news to finish with pregnancy, the pregnancy boom continuing in Hollywood. Meghan Trainor and Kelly Rowland are both pregnant. Meghan confirmed the news on the Good Morning America show earlier this week, and Kelly through a beach photo shoot for the cover of Women's Health magazine. So
wow.
Who else can be, is there anyone else left that isn't pregnant in Hollywood at the moment?
I don't think so.
We'll have to wait and see.
Has Betty White announced a pregnancy recently?
That'd be a miracle.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.